Hey, everybody. That was close.
Good catch.
Welcome to Shine this morning. As we join in worship together today, I want to say Pastor Suzanne is preaching this morning on Sabbath, so I'm thankful for her that, and actually I get to take a little bit of Sabbath because I'm not preaching this morning. I'm thankful for that as well, so thank you for being in worship with us. We've got a few announcements this morning. First of all, there's some pads on the end of your aisle, and we would ask that you would register your attendance. Check out the name of the person next to you so that you know it, and you can greet them by name as you shake their hand after the announcements this morning. We would like to invite any first-time visitors to our Welcome Center, which is outside, to grab a loaf of bread that represents sharing this time together, but also represents Christ, the bread of life. And also, after worship, we invite you to the fellowship hall that's in the other side of the building for some time of fellowship. We have a few other announcements this morning. On Wednesday, we have our final session of our three-week prayer workshop that actually Pastor Suzanne has been leading with others. It's at 7 p.m. in the Martin Room. Berkeley also has been renovating their space. If you've not had a chance to go check it out, but you'd like to, they're going to have an open house on Friday from 6 to 8 with some snacks and some music and a chance to tour the building. Our stewardship campaign we concluded last week, but if you still have your estimate of giving that you hope to turn in, the church is still accepting them. That's the good news. We've had some good response already. But there's a lot more that we can receive to prepare us for a good year of ministry together. Next week, we have our annual missions fair. There'll be a serve sale and selling fair trade goods and coffee hour in the fellowship hall after service. So if you're looking for some Christmas gifts, that is a good place to look. Finally, we have some prayers this morning. We pray for those who have been hospitalized this week. Carol McClellan, Phyllis Allshouse, and Mac McClellan, we pray for all of them. Our prayers of sympathy go to Jan Erickson on the death of her sister, Phyllis Hicks, and also a joy this morning for Brad and Christine Fields on their birth of their son, Ethan John. We also, as Pastor Suzanne will talk a little bit about later, we keep our country in prayer as we go into our election on Tuesday. And we also pray for the police officers in Des Moines, Iowa, who were killed this week. Both were actually graduates of a United Methodist College. And we pray for Bishop Lori as well as she navigates some of those issues. My last announcement this morning is actually to let you know about something that is a transition for this community. I would like you to know that we've determined to grow as a Shine community that we need to realign some of our staff responsibilities, and in doing so, that may affect staff as well. And so this week, I actually had a conversation with TJ, our worship leader, and after a honest conversation with each other, a good conversation, I have accepted his resignation as worship leader. And I would just want to thank him for his many years of service. And so what I would invite you to do in honor of the ministry, 6 years at this church, I would invite you, there's a station in the back that has some thank you cards. And I would invite you to write a short message to TJ thanking him for his ministry in this space so that we can honor that ministry. And it will be a nice gift for him this week. As we're looking for a new worship leader, first I would say we've already had some interest and we have some opportunity there. I'll also say in the transition of this time, we'll have a few musicians that will come in and work with our group, some who have some prior ties to this congregation. I won't say too much, but hopefully in this transition time, we can have some positive time together. So I just ask for your continued prayer and support of the Shine community of this process as we look for a new leader. And I ask just that we can pray as a community. And I thank you for your commitment and working together. Now that's a lot of business, But what I would like to invite you to do is stand up, shake someone's hand, greet them in the name of Christ. If you don't know their name, ask their name, and let's join together in worship.
You'd stand if you're able this morning and join us in worship. You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. You in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
And I will call upon your name.
Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Let us be known by in every word, in every deed, under the sun. Let our light shine. Yeah. just be known by
Matthew, the words read, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. For my take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Will you please pray with me? God, we take a breath, breathing in your presence and exhaling out the burdens and the worries, those things that keep us busy, those things that we struggle with. And we come finding pause, coming to you, God, because we know that we can come to you when we are weary and when we are heavy burdened, and we can find rest in you. We know following you and accepting your love and your grace is an offering and a gift to us each day. So God, this day we come to accept your love and accept your grace. And we come to lay down those things that we struggle with and those challenges in our lives. God, every day is filled with choices. God, sometimes we're aware how much rest we need and how much Sabbath we need. And as life gets busy, sometimes the things on our list that get deleted too quickly is spending time with you, having some rest, having some time with our family, and just resting in your embrace. So God, this day we come to find that rest, to find that renewal, to find hope in you amongst the busyness of our schedules and the things going on. So God, us here, God, hear us as we take a few moments to rest in your embrace, as we lay our burdens down to you, lifting our prayers of lament and our prayers of joy to you at this time. God of peace, this morning we remember those officers in Des Moines praying for peace around our world. God of healing, we remember members of our congregation that have been in the hospital, members that are seeking your healing love this day. God of light and God of wisdom, we seek your wisdom and direction as we pray for our country, especially for Tuesday. God of forgiveness, we come to you now admitting that we are not perfect people and that we have done things that have hurt you, hurt ourselves, hurt our loved ones, our family, and our friends, asking that you forgive us for those trespasses. God of hope, we trust in you, knowing that you can turn joy from sadness, and knowing that you are a God of transformation, knowing that you are a God of light, and knowing that you are a God of love. And God, we now pray united in one voice, the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Time in our worship when we gather up our offering. So I'd invite the ushers to come forward to receive the gifts and blessings that we have to share with others. let's bow our heads and pray. Holy God, as we think about the beauty of this day, as we think about the way that we should be centered on you, use these gifts for your purpose to bless those in need, that they may know of your love, that they may know of your grace, that they may be invited and welcomed in this space and beyond. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, assistant. Good morning, church. Well, we ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our collective hearts will truly be acceptable to you, our gracious God, you who indeed is our rock, our salvation, our all and all. I invite you to, as we begin, to just listen to the words of scripture, the words from Exodus chapter 20. And words that you've heard many times. They're just as familiar as breathing. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. No disrespect. I don't have a table. Okay, folks, today I should have asked Pastor Dan to stay up here for a few minutes because he could have put his collar on, because my first words to you are, I confess. I confess that I am indeed technically challenged. Whenever I have a problem with my phone or iPad or my computer, I go to my go-to super tech, my grandson, Zach. Now, recently, my phone was shutting down. It shut down whenever it wanted. It just went black and stayed black. It just stopped. Well, wanting to look somewhat intelligent to my grandson, I told him about my problem, and I suggested, rather matter of fact, I need a new battery. I was confident that I knew the solution to the problem. However, after examination, Zach, with the wisdom of his 19 years, he asked Grandma, do you ever turn off your phone? I looked blank. Do I ever turn off my phone? What does he mean? And he continued saying, you know, Grandma, you just push the button at the top and hold it down. Well, I looked completely dumbfounded, for why would I want to do that? Why do I want to turn my phone off and miss a call? I need it on 24/7. I don't want to miss anything from family or friends or from church. Why? Why would I turn off my phone? Well, knowing who he was talking to, he continued very slowly in simple terms. He explained that the phone definitely needed downtime, nap time, a sort of rest time to kind of clear its head, to clear out the cobwebs, a time to get rid of some junk of its processing, to kind of update and start afresh. He said that my apps were on all the time and that I just never gave my phone a rest. Now, who would have imagined? Go figure, I said. My phone needs a rest. He continued then to list the sound, rational reasons for turning off the phone. And I was experiencing at the same time an epiphany, a real aha moment. He was talking about Sabbath. Everything needs to rest, even my phone. Now, this is really something that almost all of us know about life and about our health. and about our mental and spiritual well-being, but too few of us heed. We go until we run out of gas, and then we fall exhausted across the finish line, only to realize that it's not the finish line, but just a marker of the course. God knows. God knows that rest is essential. Quite literally, God knows. According to that wonderful poetic version of creation found in Genesis, God worked 6 days, and on the seventh, God rested. Was this not a part of the plan for creation? Having separated the seas from the dry land, the night from the day, differentiating all the species and orders and phyla, the aardvarks from the zebras, the elephants from the flamingos, God needed a day off. And so God rested on the seventh day. It was a conscious choice, a deliberate creative act. God is not a workaholic. When it came time for Moses to receive the commandments on Sinai, God said, "What's good for me is good for you. The seventh day will be a holy day. You need to rest. So rest. 6 days you can labor, but on the seventh, even I had to rest." So it became the commandment, probably the very least kept commandment of all in these crazy, busy lives we live. But it is the most obvious commandment for our benefit, which may be why it seems completely luxuriant and indulgent almost. Clearly a perk that we're not sure that we have earned or we can afford. I don't know about you, but without rest, oh, I get a little edgy. I get a little rushed feeling. I get completely overloaded. So like my phone, I do need to turn off for a while, at least some time during the week. Just rest a while. But truthfully, we come by the hesitation to rest quite honestly. It's almost part of our DNA. Do you remember Pharaoh? He enlisted the Israelites to work and work and work. You know, more bricks, more bricks, more bricks. They no doubt went to sleep when they were allowed to sleep, counting bricks. Did they meet their quota? Would Pharaoh want another Sphinx? Would another statue in honor of the Pharaoh be, oh, more and more and more? Absolutely no time to rest. We too think there's no time to. Did he go? To stop. You know, we just can't rest because there's kids here, kids there, meetings, work, no time. Then you've got to go to the dance lessons, the baton twirling camp, pottering class, and you don't even get a date night anymore. You're working all week. And Saturday and Sunday come along, and they're the only days that you seem to have enough peace and quiet to really have those uninterrupted times to get things done. I know. I know all the reasons we don't rest, the reasons of which we are aware, but I wonder if there are some of those deeper reasons that keep us from keeping a day of rest, a Sabbath. Now, Bob Lacey, in his The Word on the Street, it's an interesting translation of the Bible. It tells us, number 4, you'll keep my rest day different, distinct, special. You'll do what the word means, stop. You'll work 6 days, do all you've got to do, then the seventh day is my day. You won't work. Your family won't work, your staff won't work, your equipment won't work, and your guests won't work. Because I made everything you see in 6 days, and then I took a break on the seventh. So will you. We rest because even God had to rest, and because rest restores the soul, and God knows that, even if we haven't figured that out yet. Sabbath gives us rest from anger, rest from worry, rest from anxiety, rest that allows us to recharge and to clear our minds and hearts of that data and dates and debts that haunt our conscious thoughts all the time. No wonder we talk about being crazy busy. We fill our calendars to overflowing, overloading our minds and never take a time to rest. The late Jewish scholar Abraham Heschel once said, There are no 2 hours alike. Every hour is unique, and the one given at the moment is exclusive and endlessly precious. When you slow down and rest, when you put down the work, when you stop being crazy busy, you notice things that you could not possibly notice when you're always on the way to the very next thing. Now, right now, I am sure that some of you have tuned me out. You're thinking exactly of what you have to do today and the rest of the week, and you're saying, she's absolutely nuts, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Rest, find a quiet time, it's laughable. I'm just too busy, period, end of story. But folks, if we cannot stop, how and when do we take time to remember Jesus Christ and his precious gift to us of the cross? There's an old saying, nobody is too busy. It's just a matter of priorities. I encourage you to stop and remember Jesus. He said clearly, do not be anxious. Allow these few minutes today to be a Sabbath time. And remember, there are things that you can see lying in a hammock between two trees on a Sunday afternoon, and what a beautiful day to do something that way. And look up at the sky. Oh, you can see things that you cannot see anywhere else. And that's what Sabbath can give you. Time to take a look at what is also there. Have you stopped to look and to really see the incredible colors of the trees around you? That light cover of frost the other morning on the withering grass, it just sparkled. How about those squirrels that are scampering with cheeks bursting with winter delicacies? When you stop and rest, you really see. All creatures, great and small, are God's creation. How about that cat curled up in the fall sunbeam? It shows you that there are other ways to spend the day. You wouldn't want to miss a wonderful harvest moon. I think that is why God wants us to take a day off and turn off the phone in our lives, to remember the holiness of life and to honor the fact that God is God. I was looking at YouTube for an example of Sabbath, and I think that the team here found an absolutely wonderful one because I just couldn't find something that would fit my need at the time. So in frustration, I typed in, take time to smell the roses. And to my surprise, and some of you of a certain age no doubt already have figured out what I'm going to say, because up jumped Ringo Starr, and he was singing, stop and take time to smell the roses. One verse is what we need to heed. Well, I was walking down the street the other day, you know, and I said to myself, what's all this hurry? What's all this hustle and bustle? Why don't I stop? Look at the pretty roses. Smell them for a moment. Take the time to see. Take the time to smell. Have a good time in life. Don't let everything pass you by. You're only here once. And I've been here longer than most of you. Well, Jesus said clearly, come to me, all of you. Come, those of you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Rest is, after all, an expression of God's love towards us. This is Sabbath. So if you're waiting for permission, let me give it to you right now. It's okay. It's okay to rest. It's okay to take a day, a half a day, or even a few hours. And let God. It's okay to clear your mind and to cleanse your heart and not worry for once this week. And if you have need for a commandment, more than permission, then let me give that to you as well. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh rest. Walter Brueggemann wrote, we used to sing the hymn, take time to be holy, but perhaps we should sing, take time to be human, or finally just take time. Sabbath is taking time. Time to be holy, time to be human. Brueggemann believes those who remember and keep Sabbath find they are less driven, less coerced, less frantic to meet deadlines, free to be rather than to do. What do you think? Now, as has been mentioned a couple times already today, we all know the significance of this coming Tuesday. But may I suggest that we all take a Sabbath time before we enter our polling place. Find a quiet space and allow our God to fill our being with God's love, to really clear our minds, open our hearts so that we can be confident because we know that God is in control. Listen to Hebrews, if you would please. For it says to us clearly, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to make every Sabbath about you. Quiet our heart, give rest to our souls, and focus our spirit, for true renewal comes only from you. Holy Spirit, please help us to be intentional with our time and worship, and encourage us to find rest in you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As we take a moment to be at this table together, as we enter into this time of communion, as we take that second of pause to share this meal, we do so with these words.
Well, here we come. Here we come to the table again, the holy table set for us on holy saints. Here we come, the brokenhearted, the fearful ones, the guilty ones, the lonely, the anxious, the despairing, the grief-stricken, the joyful ones. Here we come, men and women, children and parents, poor and rich, rolling and walking, left and right, short and tall, every color and class imaginable. For here we come because we are hungry. We're used up, worn down, tired out, hung up, cast off, stressed out, turned off, put down, and sometimes lost. And here we are, eating again, without credentials, without money, without vouchers or coupons, just because you say, gracious God, we belong. Thanks be to God.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and he gave thanks to you, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, given for you. Take this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave it to his disciples and gave thanks and said, take, drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. In union with Christ's offering for us, we proclaim that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and that Christ will come again. We ask God that you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. I want to invite you forward. All are welcome at this table. We have gluten-free bread so that it truly is all. So come, take, eat in communion with one another. Thank you.
Come and find the quiet center. In the crowded life we
saints, but saints again alive, renewed in compassion and hope, taking bread with us for those not yet at the table.
Come and find the quiet center. In the crowded life we
simply be. Be at peace and simply me.
As we go forth from this place, I would invite you again to write on a card thanking TJ, and also in your bulletins was a sheet of questioning. So if you have a question for next week, we'll invite actually a small group of clergy to come and answer some of those questions. It'll be a little different. So please write a question, and you can leave it in the back. You can hand it to me or put it in the basket. Let us go forth from this place, claiming that moment of peace. Even in the midst of all that we have and the busyness of life, let us claim that Sabbath, that centeredness on God. Let us go forth confident in the peace of Christ. Amen.
I filled you a thousand.